All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Kavarga podcast. What's up, Dr. Kavarga? This episode will be reviewing Halloween for the 1978 film Halloween. It's a 1978 American slasher film directed and scored by John Carpenter and co-written by with producer Deborah Hill. It stars Donald Pleasence and Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut. This is a classic, and it was easily one of the most profitable independent films of all time, and is literally one of the greatest horror movies and Halloween movies of all time too. Let me go into this one. In 1963, on Halloween night in Haddonfield, Illinois, 6-year-old Michael Myers stabs his older sister to death with a kitchen knife in their home in the upstairs bedroom and is incarcerated at Smith's Grove Sanitarium. 15 years later, Michael's psychiatrist, Dr. Samuel Loomis, and his colleague Marion Chambers arrive at the sanitarium to escort Michael to court. Michael escapes by stealing their car and returns to Haddonfield, killing a mechanic for his overalls, as well as stealing a white mask and knives from a local hardware store after he arrives back in town. And on Halloween, when high school student Laurie Strode drops a key off at his former home so her father can sell it, Michael stalks her throughout the day, which he notices, but her friends Annie Brackett and Linda Vanderclock dismiss her concerns. Loomis arrives in Haddonfield in search of Michael and finds Judith's tombstone missing from the local cemetery. He meets with Annie's father, Sheriff Lee Brackett, and they both investigate Michael's house, where Loomis convinces Brackett of the danger Michael poses. Brackett patrols the streets and Loomis waits at the house, expecting Michael to return. The other night, Lori babysits Tommy Darrell while Annie babysits Lindsay Wallace just across the street, unaware that Michael has followed them. When Annie's boyfriend, Paul, calls her to come pick him up, she takes Lindsay over to the Doyle house to spend the night with Lori and Tommy. Before Annie can leave her car, Michael slits her throat. Soon after, Linda and her boyfriend, Bob Sims, are out at the Wallace house. And after having sex, Bob goes downstairs to get a beer for Linda, where Michael stabs him to death. And he has this cool scene where he tilts his head and looks at him like a dog or something. Michael then poses Bob in a ghost costume and confronts Linda, who teases him to no effect. He has no reaction or at all. Annoyed, Linda calls Lori, but Michael strings her with telephone cord just as Lori picks up the phone. Meanwhile, Loomis discovers it's a stolen car and just begins searching the streets nearby. Suspicious, Lori goes over to the Wallace house, finds the bodies of Annie, Bob, and Linda, as well as Judith's headstone. She cowers in a hallway where Michael appears and attacks her. Barely escaping, Lori flees back to the Doyle house where Michael enters through an opened up window, but she manages to fend him off long enough for Tommy and Lindsay to escape and get the neighbors down the street to call the police. Loomis sees the two children fleeing the house and goes to investigate, finding Michael choking Lori upstairs. Loomis shoots Michael 6 times, knocking him off the balcony. But when Loomis goes to check over there after answering Lori's question about if that was the boogeyman, he finds Michael's body missing. Unsurprised, Loomis just stares off into the night while Lori sobs in horror, ending the movie. Awesome stuff here. Tombstone's way up. This is one of the greatest horror movies, slasher movies, ever. Easily instant classic. One of the greatest movies ever. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest that you do, especially for you horror movie fans. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Podcast coordinator, Sunny, myself, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan, our producer's the OGs. Peace, peeps. Have a good one.